GM and head coach Derek Keenan joins us. Derek, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm well, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. I was looking at the two home losses. You've given up 30 goals combined, so I think it's pretty safe to say what's gone wrong in the two home losses.
Yeah, that's definitely that needs to be fixed. I'm not sure quite why. While the Minnesota game was a bit of a kind of let that one slide. Then the other day, as we talked about, you know, just weren't sharp defensively. And again, I think once we figured things out in the fourth quarter, that we were pretty good. So hopefully we can carry that into Sunday.
Calgary's offense, obviously Sean Evans and Dixon, very dangerous on that right side. What's your status for Corbeil as you get closer to the weekend? Because if he's healthy, obviously he'd see them a lot.
Yeah, I think he's more leaning toward probable now than he was earlier in the week. So it's just more of a pain control situation than any risk of further damage. I guess there's always risk, but it's you know, there's nothing broken in the foot, and so he's we're just trying to manage pain and see how practice goes on Saturday as well. But we certainly would like to get him in the lineup, that's for sure.
Derek, one of my takes from a lot of your games so far this season has been, I guess, a lack of consistency at times. And you know, how do you fix a consistency issue so that your best play isn't that much different than your worst play?
It seems to be a little bit of a concentration and focus thing. Like we, you know, even going back to the loss, the first home game of the season against Minnesota, where we played really well for, you know, probably 50 minutes and then kind of lost our focus. And then the other night it was sort of in spurts where we were pretty good for, I thought we were pretty good actually in the first quarter defensively. And then the second quarter we weren't. Third quarter we weren't great. And then the fourth I thought we were excellent. So yeah, it's consistency. I think it's focus and it's being consistent in terms of executing our system. We did some things that were really uncharacteristic and kind of outside of what we're supposed to do systematically. And that ended up a lot, most of the time with the ball in our net. So we need to fix that and certainly have focus for 60 minutes.
Derek Keenan, head coach, GM of the Rush, Jones, take on Calgary at 2 o'clock. The afternoon games, I think this is your third one already this year, Derek. How much of a distraction is it or difference when it comes to preparation for you guys when you don't get a ton of practice time anyway?
Mm-hmm. A little different. I like the fact, I mean, the last one we had, it was on a back-to-back weekend, so we played Friday in Denver, then we were back home, so we didn't practice. You know, we'll get a good practice on Saturday. No shoot around Sunday. But our guys actually like it. They like to get up and get at it and rather than sitting around and stewing about it all day. So, and we've played well in afternoon games for the most part. So I'm hoping we can bring that to Sunday.
Derek, it's a bit of a cliche, but a desperate team can be a dangerous team. You know Calgary well, and while you handled them very well the last time out, you obviously can't take anything for granted in this one.
No, and you make a great, like, not only the wounded bear thing, but they're still, in my mind, their offense is still the most dangerous team in the league. They have talent and skill and athleticism like no other team, so they can explode for 20 on any given night, and we just don't want it to be Sunday. So, yeah, we need to have our best. And, you know, we're only 4-3 at this point, so we need to get, you know, start distancing ourselves from teams that are right behind us in Colorado and Vancouver, and then we'd love to have a hand in sticking the fork in Calgary as well.
Derek, you mentioned you have to be very cognizant of that. You look at their record, though, and they're a team that hasn't found ways to win tight games. They've found ways to kind of either get off to a horrible start, dig themselves a deep hole they can't get out of, or have brutal stretches where they, you know, Vancouver scored 11 straight, then they scored 7 mm-hmm. straight against them. They definitely seem kind of uncharacteristically fragile this year. As a coach, do you ever sense that in a game, that another team has that?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. You know, that things can really steamroll against you when you're not going well. And guys tend to get those negative thoughts in their head, and next thing you know, like you said, they're scoring 7 seven in a row against. But then they've also got a tremendous ability to fight back. Like, they were down, I think, 6 or 7-1 to Rochester, and, you know, it was a one-goal game. I mean, they've lost 4 one-goal games this year, 2 in overtime. So, you know, it's not like they're getting crushed every night. You know, they've had a lot of close games, and other teams around the league who, you know, is Toronto, who are, I think, 8-1. I think they've won 4 one-goal games and a couple in overtime. So that can be the difference in our league, and it's tough. I've been on the other side of it, where, you know, you're dropping overtime games and one-goal games and two-goal games, and you know, the feeling is that we're not very good. But, you know, Calgary is still, in my mind, a very dangerous team, and I still sense that they're going to figure it out and make a push. But we're just hoping it's not going to be Sunday. We're going to do our very best to bring our best and dictate the game ourselves rather than them dictating it best.
You talk about Calgary, and while they've lost a bunch of close ones, as you touched on, they can put the ball in the back of the net. You've been uncharacteristically loose at times this season defensively. That can be a bad combination. How do you make sure you tighten it up against a skilled team like that?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's funny. We've been actually really good in most of our games. Even the early game, Buffalo lost 9-8. And we only gave up 9. And then we had a good stretch there where we were giving up an average of, you know, probably under 8. So it comes to being able to play our team defense consistently. And I think against Calgary, the team defense concepts are crucial because they have so many playmakers that can make individual plays that, you know, with matchups that we have to play team defense, and we have to do it consistently. And that's going to be crucial against them.
Derek Keenan, head coach, GM of the Rush, joins take on the Roughnecks Sunday afternoon. Derek, I want to talk about, you know, your offense. And, you know, Greer and Matthews have definitely got some chemistry going. Robert Church has worked well with McIntosh. You debated earlier about Corey Conway. Are you any closer on a decision? Are you going to stick with your same offense, or are you going to make a roster change?
We'll stick with it this week for sure. I mean, Corey's been struggling a little bit, but we did put up 15 last week. And really, aside from the Buffalo game early, I think our offense has been pretty consistent. If we can get more from him, then we'll be even that much better. But we still like our chemistry, and you know, Church and McIntosh have been very good. Jarrett Davis brings a lot in all areas of the floor, and then our left side's been good. So we'll stick with it, and I think if we can stick 15 on Sunday, we'll have a pretty good chance.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the one thing, and you got off to the remarkable start last season. You can never count on that kind of role, but when you watch what the club is doing carefully, despite the odd lapse that we've talked about, do you sense, Derek, that if you can just get a little momentum going and start stringing them together one at a time, of course, that you can get right back to where you feel you should be better than a 4-3 record?
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, I think we have a tremendous team. I think we have a great group of young leaders, and we have, you know, obviously a strong back end, strong goaltending. Our young offense continues to get better. So, you know, I don't think you go from 16-2 with pretty much the same group. And it's not like they were an old group and got old overnight. They're still young, and we even got younger this year. So, you know, we're a good team, and I can see that happening. And, you know, losing a couple early may not be a terrible thing. You know, we certainly we don't look too far ahead or too far back, that's for sure. And we look to this week to try and get a win and then go from there. But at the same time, it's pretty obvious what we're trying to peak for, and that's toward the end of the season and into the playoffs.
Well, Derek, continued success this afternoon against the Sunday afternoon, excuse me, against the Roughnecks. Appreciate your time.
Great. Thanks a lot, Jason. Take care.
Derek Keenan, head coach, GM of the Rush.